Love is Science Fiction, Friday. I decided to bring my transistor radio into work this morning. We're not supposed to, they're always saying the makeup van is for makeup, not entertainment. But I thought it might cheer things up a bit. It gets so boring in here, staring at other people in the mirror staring at you. Men always say to me, oh, it must be so exciting working in television. I say it depends on what sort of television you're working in. On the buses, I will admit, was a highlight. But this, we're not even in colour. We got rained out yesterday, which meant the final battle between the Dragors and the Vods for control of Badara's Five had to be postponed. Hector, the director, came in and had a look at the quarry this morning. We're on a building site in Neasden, as per usual. He said a rude word when he saw the mud. Then he went off to catering and said another rude word because they'd forgotten the HP sauce. Then he accidentally put his clog through the side of the space capsule. When I think of the trouble I went to doing the Dragor's eyebrows yesterday, I could spit. An hour trying to hold my hand straight, and even then I put one of them in the eye. A rubbish bin full of mucky green cotton wool and nothing to show for it. I'm glad I brought the radio in. We've had the Hollies on this morning and Procol Harum. Not that I can ever pronounce it, but at least it's not the Rolling Stones. Aren't you fed up with them? It's 1971. Someone should tell them to split up. I had Terry in the van again this morning. Terry's what I call one of the repressed but over-emotional ones. A lot of them from theatre are. It's too much of an adjustment for them. He was in here. Now he's about to suffer a fatal dose of radiation on Badara's Five. People think this job is just about makeup. Well, it's not. It's about how you look after people. You've got to care. I will admit I've no qualifications as a psychologist. Basically, I'm here to make sure Terry looks like a Dragor and not some bloke from Dulwich Hill with a moustache, which, of course, he actually is. But what's the point unless you understand the man inside the monster? Naturally, they've all had a go at me about Terry, but they don't know the half of it. His wife left him and his dog's got one kidney. Then she came back and took his beanbag, so he's been sitting on the floor all week. Still, at least he brushes his teeth. You know what gets me? People who come in, and I'm talking some very big names, stinking of spaghetti and garlic. It's like going out for a cheap Italian without going out. I think I'll have a quick lie down. You can do that in here. You just need to draw the curtains so they don't know you're in here. Nobody's even offered me a fresh cup of tea yet. At the BBC, we used to have a curly-whirly run for Elevenses. It was the best job I ever had. Of course, I'm not allowed to mention the BBC here. Terry made the mistake of telling them about this Dalek audition the other day, and if looks he could kill, he would have been exterminated on the spot. That's my makeup van joke. If you talk about Doctor Who round here, they'll exterminate you. I wish we did have Daleks, to tell you the truth. At least they don't need their hair done. It takes me the best part of 3 hours to do a full Dragor body paint, and half the time they only show them from the knees up. They might as well be wearing their slippers. I've got a red corduroy trouser suit put by for me at Bebot on Kensington High Street. I thought I might wear it to this party on Saturday night. I've got my bandana and my afro wig, so I thought I might go a bit wild. I'll be 30 soon. One of the girls said I don't look 30. Well, I suppose if there's one thing I can do, it's makeup.